a few words related to the parasha. I will share with you my comments that I plan to be mentioning on Shabbos and wherever I will be. At the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us that by Yosef Avraham by Yitach Yishav Shema Keturah. And the Medrash states, they quote Rav's opinion, that Keturah was Hagar. So Rav Nechemia challenges him and says, what are you talking about? It says, V'levnei ha-pilag shim asher le'Avraham nasan Avraham atanos. Pilag shim means he had multiple pilag shim, Hagar and Keturah. So Rav responds and says, pilag sham ksiv. There's no yud there. There's no lot of yud. So even though it's pronounced as a plural, it's written without the yud. Rashi quotes this. So there are three problems. Problem number one is that our text has pilag shim with a yud, like both yuds. I never realized that the vowel under the pay is not short, it's long. So there's always a yud and pilagesh after the pay, and pilag shim has the second yud as well. The second question I have is, how in the world did Rav know this? What was the textual hint that would have triggered that this Keturah, in fact, was Hagar? And problem number three is, what exactly is the lesson of the Medrash? The answer to the first one is really, I call it intro to Bible topic. I don't want to explore it at great length. There are some Mefarshim who deny the existence of textual variants. So they will state that Pilag Shim, what the Gemara meant, what Rav meant, is it should have said Pilag Shiyim with two yuds after that. As if that were the normal plural, and the fact that it's only written with one yud, so somehow that means that it's really to be interpreted as a singular. Okay. The Ran and the Rashba, and Rashba and a tshuva, a very famous tshuva that got mangled, and the Chiddush Ran and Sanhedrin, cite this as an example. The Rama also, cited by the Milchashai, cite this as a case where we happen to have a different text than the Gemara did. No, the Medrash did. The Medrash had no yud, it was chaser, and our Sfarim happened to be Malay. Okay. Fine. The question is, where did the Medrash come up, get this from? So the answer isn't found where the Medrash is quoted originally, Bereishis Rabbah, but I believe it's found in the Medrash Tanchuma here. And the Medrash Tanchuma points out that when Rivka was coming to Yitzchak, so Yitzchak was v'Yitzchak b'mi bo be'er lachai roi. Now, where's be'er lachai roi come from? Well, in last week's Parsha, or 2 weeks ago's Parsha, I think it's 2 weeks ago, when Hagar first ran away, that's where the Malach appeared to her, and that's where the name is given, Be'er Lachai Roi. So the Medrash suggests that while Eved Avram, on his behalf, was going getting a wife for Yitzchak, Yitzchak was bringing Hagar back to rejoin his father. And that's where it comes from. That's very clear. It's very clear in the Medrash Tanchuma. And that in itself, I think, contains a profound lesson, which Chazal tell us elsewhere. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Beis, says that kol hamavakeish racha mamachaveiro v'hu tzarach la'oso davar hu nenetchila. That if a person asks and prays on behalf of someone else what that person needs, but the prayer, him or herself, actually needs that for him or herself, God will respond faster. And I think a little bit what this means, in some cases, and that's what's going on. Yitzchak needs a shidduch. Avram is busy taking care of it. Avram is lonely. His wife of who knows how many years has died. And Yitzchak is going to take care of Avram. And both of them have their problems solved like that. The Gemara in Chelek says that there are gimel devarim that only come with hesech hadas. Mashiach, Mitziah, and Akrav. I'm more interested in what I'll call the Mitziah, which I interpret broadly. We have an expression in our family, which is, whenever you're looking for something, you can't find it, it's driving you crazy, just give up. And when you're looking for the next thing that you lose, you'll find the first thing. That's what always happens. But you only find it with Yeyush. And I think it's true often in life that when we're in need of something, when we focus on our own needs, we become sometimes despondent over what we're in need of, but we can't find. And sometimes if we focus on the needs of others, both in a direct and an indirect sense, sometimes our own problems get solved. Sometimes, instead of focusing on our needs and being impatient and not being able to find them, we focus on other things. We feel better because we're not focused on our own misery. And then sometimes also the problem solves itself. And I think that that's something very powerful in this case, that Yitzchak and Avram are both trying to help each other solve the exact same problem, but one for the other, rather than each one trying to solve it for himself. The last question of why is it, what is the message of the Medrash in a broader sense? Why is it that Avram, why Keturah the Medrash says, is Hagar. Why is it so important that Avram go back and marry Hagar? There is an awesomely powerful Medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. I was looking to see if Pirkei Eliezer would have anything, and the part of the Medrash that interested me was not the part I had heard about many years ago in a drusha given in my shul in Yom Naran by Rabbi Schachter, Rabbi J.J. Schachter. He mentioned a very powerful Medrash. I'm interested in the other part, but I think both pieces tell you something about Avram Avinu and what the Medrash is telling us. The Medrash is listing, I think, the Nisyonos or Nisan that happened to Avram Avinu, and it says, of all the bad things, of things that were bad in Avram's eyes that happened in his life, the worst thing in his own eyes that ever happened, that he ever had to do, was to send Hagar and Yishmael away. It's the worst thing that ever happened. Vayera hadavar me'od b'nei Avraham. Mikol ha-ra'os, says the Medrash. So Avram sent them away. There's a whole story involved. He gave Hagar, at Sarah's insistence, a get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, understand, Sarah was your Eshes Ne'urim. Listen to her, she's right. Hagar is your Shifcha. You need to send them away. So Avram did it with great, great pain. But Avram never lost his love for his child. And the Medrash tells us that years later, several years later, Avram wanted to visit Yishmael. Sarah made him swear he would not get off the camel. He had to stay on the camel during his visit. He comes to the house, Yishmael's house, he finds it. Yishmael's not home. He went somewhere. His wife, his first wife, who according to some versions, not in our Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, whose name was, I believe, Adisha, his first wife came out, and Avram said, told him Yishmael's not home. She didn't know who he was. And Avram asked her for something. He said, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Do you have something? She says, we have nothing at home. He said to her, please, when Yishmael returns, tell him that an old man from Canaan came to visit, and tell him that the old man said you should change the doorstep of your house. Yishmael came home. His wife told him the story, and he understood it was his father had come, and he divorced her. He got the message. And then, the story goes on, he took another wife. Her name was Fatima. His mother brought him a wife. Avram comes back several years later, and again, he doesn't get off the camel, because he swore to Sarah he wouldn't do that. And then he asks, same story, and she brings him out water and bread to eat. And Avram prays, and the entire bayis is nismali with bracha. And then, when Sarah died, Avram came back to take Hagar as a wife again, to be machzir grushasa. Avram Avinu was the paradigm of chesed. It was the paradigm of chesed. And even though he had to send Yishmael and Hagar away, it pained him deeply. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him it was the right thing to do, and so he did it. But he never forgot. He never forgot his son. He never forgot Hagar. He always cared about them. And when the day came that Sarah died, and that was not relevant anymore, he went and he remarried Hagar. I believe that the Medrash is teaching us something very powerful. At this stage in your life, maybe you're too young to appreciate it. But sometimes in life, for good or bad reasons, relationships become frayed and relationships become broken. But there's always the possibility, of trying to recreate those relationships. Avram Avinu had to send Hagar and Yishmael away because the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to do so. It was the right thing. But Avram Avinu was the paradigm of chesed, never forgot his love for them. And when it came that time, each in its own time, in a different way, Avram Avinu was prepared to repair a relationship. That's a very, very powerful mussar in life. There are many times where families, friends get torn apart. And a Baal Chesed never forgets. A Baal Chesed always hopes that there's a chance of repairing the relationship. And I think that's the reason why the Medrash is so insistent. To close the circle, it's imperative that Yosef Avraham Vayikach Isha Shema Keturah is not another person. Avram Avinu has to go back and tie up the loose ends and repair the relationships that were necessary, that had to be broken, but nonetheless, as a Baal Chesed, left an empty part of him. And that's why Avram Avinu did not have two Pilagshim, but rather Pilagshim should be treated as, whether or not, doesn't really matter, as if it is Chaser Yud, and therefore Keturah is the same as Hagar. Shabbos.